Psalm 37. Go to verse number 1. Psalm 37, verse number 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Our Father, I pray that you would guide and direct our study this morning. I pray that we would look to you, listen to you, rely on the Spirit of God to teach us. Lord, we need to be changed. We need to make this new year count, and I pray that you'd help us again to see how that can be done. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. We are studying how to make the new year count, and we've talked about using our time in a God-honoring way because we've only got so much of it. We talked about God's will and making sure that we're planning and not presuming. Planning is making sure that God is included in all of our planning, amen? Not to exclude him at all. Today, I want to talk about decision-making, choices. We are all a people in process. None of us have arrived. None of us have made it. Even the Apostle Paul admitted he hasn't apprehended his full potential in Jesus Christ. Now, I've talked with people in quality control and to make sure that things get made properly, and they always explain that quality control is not a product. It's a process. It's not a product. It's a process. If the process is right, the product is guaranteed. If the process works correctly and everything in that process is right, then the product will be right. There'll be no problem with that. So understand, we are in process. And it all comes down to the decisions that we make daily. Each one of us are the person we are today because of the decisions we made yesterday. And it's going to continue that way for the rest of our lives. Each one of us is the sum total of our choices. You are who you are because of your choices. And who you will be determined by today's choices. Do you want to make this new year count? Do you want to make the rest of your life count? Make right choices. Make right decisions. Well, easier said than done? Well, that's what this message is all about. Making right choices. Making right decisions. If you keep these things straight, this process of decision-making straight, then you won't make wrong decisions. You won't make those wrong decisions. So here is the process, and it all begins eternally. So number one, attitudes. Don't fret. Attitudes, don't fret. When you're making decisions, it's the process that is there. You don't make snap decisions. There are things that come into all of those decisions your entire life. So in your attitudes, don't fret. Psalm 37, verse number 1. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. He said, fret not. Don't fret or be envious about what's going on around you. Don't fret or be envious there. The word there carries the idea of burning on the inside. Don't fret over what they are doing. Don't be envious over what they are doing. Don't be burning on the inside. Evildoers are those people who are out to do you wrong. They are out to hurt you. They're out to get ahead by ripping you off. They're going to use you for themselves. They're workers of iniquity. They're people who do wrong intentionally. They are out there. They are everywhere. And he tells us here, don't fret because of those kind of people. Don't fret or be envious. Don't get overheated in your attitudes about them. Don't get overheated about them. We used to say back when I was a teenager, cool it. You know, they'd gotten a place where it was just chill. Now, it's probably something else even today that I'm not hip to, but you get the idea. Don't get overheated in your worrying about what's happening around you. We tend to make wrong decisions when we're overheated. Come on. Go to the book of James, chapter number 1. Hold your finger here. We're coming back. But James, chapter number 1. Look at verse number 19. James, chapter number 1, verse number 19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Our overheating, our burning up on the inside, our fretting, being envious, worrying about what's going on all around us, doesn't work righteousness. When we lose control, when we are even just on the inside, we're all worked up over what's going on, we don't work righteousness. Don't fret because of evildoers. Don't get all burned up on the inside because of what they are doing. So how do I do it in real life, Pastor? How does that help me in everyday decisions? Well, you need to always keep the big picture in mind. Always keep the big picture in mind. What's that big picture? Look at Psalm 37, verse number 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Who? The evildoers. The workers of iniquity. What is the big picture? Right will be rewarded. Wrong will be punished. God promised it. It will happen. Amen. But let me quickly add, that doesn't always happen on planet Earth. It doesn't always happen here where we live. It may not even happen in our lifetime. But understand, God said it would happen. It will happen. Evildoers will be punished. Those who do right will be rewarded. Count on it. God said it. Keep that in mind all of the time when you see things going on around you. God will take care of it. Amen. Second thing, all things will come out in the light. All things will come out in the light. Look at Psalm 37, verse number 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. All things will come out. Those who do wrong will be shown to have done wrong. Those who do right will have been shown to do what is right. The old saying is, all will come out in the wash. Eventually, all will be seen. All will be known. All evil things will be made right. All right things will be rewarded. God will take care of all of those things. So don't fret about those things. Don't worry. Don't get envious. Don't be overheated. Don't be all burning up on the inside over those things. God will take care of them. Take care of them. Keep your attitude in check in order to make right decisions. Understand, God is in control. Your attitudes, don't fret. Number two, your actions, be faithful. Your actions, be faithful. He said in Psalm 37, verse number 3, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Two commands here that go hand in hand. Trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. Notice, this verse does not say, you just got to believe. You've just got to believe. Hey, have you heard that phrase? You've seen that word, believe? It just makes me want to scream. Believe what? Believe what? What are you talking about? And they've got all kinds of things that they want to believe in. The Bible never says, you just got to believe. What's the Bible say? Trust in the Lord. You see, the object of your trust is paramount. The object of your trust is everything. You can trust in something that will break down. You can trust in something that will let you down. You can trust in something that isn't going to pan out in the end. But does your trust make everything okay? No. Does your simply believing in something make it all right? No. It is the object of your belief, the object of your trust, that makes the whole thing worthwhile. God can be trusted. Amen. And in the end, he's the only one who can be trusted. Trust in the Lord. There's a lot of people who want to put their trust in trust. Their faith in faith. They want to believe in believing. That's just circular. It makes no sense. It's kind of the old idea of the little engine that could. Remember that story when you were kids? The little engine that could? You know, I think I can, 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 I think I can. And we think if we can muster that up through life, we will be okay. No. It's not, I think I can. It's, I know God's going to do what's right. Big difference. Not, I think I can. It's not even, I think he will. I think he will. I think he will. We get the idea that God's going to do something the way we want it to be done. If we just have the faith that God will do it our way, it'll be okay. No, that's not it at all. Just because we want God to do something our way and he doesn't do it doesn't mean we have faith or no faith or any kind of thing like that. It's God's going to do what's right. Amen. And I can trust him. God has been through everything you go through. Amen. Been there, done that, is what God says. Everything you face, he has faced, and he's done it all without sin. Hebrews chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4. You've seen it before. Look at it again. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let's hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Our Savior has been there. Our Savior has gone there. Our Savior has faced it. Wherever you're at, whatever you are doing, know our Savior knows and understand that God is faithful. Amen. Therefore, I can be too. In my decisions, I can make faithful decisions. Why? Trust in the Lord. What was the second half of that in Psalm 37, verse number 3? Trust in the Lord and do good. Do the right thing. Do what is right. Let me ask you a question. It's a difficult one, so pause and stop and think about it for a moment. When? Do the right thing. When? Okay, it's probably paused long enough. You can answer. Do the right thing. When? Always. All of the time. Do the right thing. Now, our problem is not knowing the right thing to do. It is wanting to do the right thing. Come on. Some situations motivate us to not want to do the right thing. Come on. Some things happen, we don't want to do the right thing. We want to do what we want to do. We want to do what we think will make us feel better. We want to get back, to strike out, to get even, to get ahead, whatever it might be. We don't want to do good. We'd rather demand our rights. We would rather be right, simply to win an argument, than to be right with God. God says, be faithful and do what is right all of the time. Amen. In your actions, trust God. Do what is right. When you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. Someone said. Then they added, live so that when you die, the world cries, but you rejoice. Trust in the Lord and do good. He said, verily, thou shalt be fed. So shalt thou dwell in the land and be fed. The promise is, I'm going to shepherd you. What was the shepherd's responsibility? To lead and to feed the sheep. Well, the Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. And if we will trust in him and do what's right, we will be led and we will be fed by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We can trust him. So when you're making your decisions, make sure this process is right. In your attitudes, don't fret. In your actions, be faithful. Number three, in your affections, be focused. In your affections, be focused. Psalm 37, verse number 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Delight thyself in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. The word delight is a romantic term. It means that which wins your heart. That which wins your heart. Do you remember when you got married? Do you remember seeing your spouse, the delight that you had for your spouse? I get to have the best seat at every wedding. Only I'm not sitting down. I'm standing up, and very often I feel like an intruder in a very private moment between two people. And the delight that they have in each other. And I hearken back to getting married. I still delight in my wife. Still there. She has won my heart. Think about a baby in your arms. We just had our sixth grandchild, first baby girl. You want to talk about a delight? You know, kids are great. Kids are amazing. And sorry, kids. Grandkids are even better. You know, you just hold those kids with no worries, no response. It's just amazing. You want to talk about delight? Children, win your heart immediately. Grandchildren, win your heart immediately. I've told you before, and I've shared it with all of my kids when they have their kids. I'll never forget holding Lindsay, my firstborn, for the first time. And thinking out loud, this is how much my parents love me? Wow. That's amazing. It's a good thing you don't know. You'd never leave home. But you do know when you hold that baby for the first time. Delight thyself in the Lord. There are a lot of things in this world that are nice. You need to learn to delight in the giver of those things, not simply the things. Amen. Who gave you everything that you have? Delight in the Lord. Be focused. Understand. Well, you're making your decisions. Delight in Him. And He said, dedicate yourself to Him. He said, dedicate yourself to Him. Verse number 4, delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Verse 3, delight. Verse 4, commit. Dedicate yourself unto Him and trust in Him. Dedicate yourself to Him. Do you want to know where your affections lie? Do you want to know where your heart is? What do you sacrifice for? Who do you sacrifice for? I'm not asking who are you willing to sacrifice for. I'm not asking what are you willing to sacrifice for. What are you actually sacrificing for? What are you actually giving up some things for? What's it doing there? Reminded of that story about the boyfriend talking to his girlfriend and explaining to her that he loved her so much and cared about her so much that he would cross the longest desert. He would climb the highest mountain. He would swim the largest ocean to be with her. And she said, well, that's great. Can you come over tonight? And he said, come over. It's raining. And that's kind of how we are in our devotion to the Lord. Lord, I would do this, and Lord, I would do that, and Lord, I would do this. And God said, well, here's your chance, and, well, you know, not right now. Not today. Maybe at some other point. God, I'm yours, is what He wants us to do. I am yours. Amen. As you're making your decisions, keep focused. Understand, delight in Him and dedicate yourself to Him. What's the promise here when that happens? He says in verse number 3, He'll give you the desires of your heart. Verse number 4, He'll bring them to pass. Now, in this world of instant gratification, we don't understand what that He'll give you the desires of your heart means. We kind of got on this idea that if you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you everything you want. He'll be your cosmic genie when you rub your Bible. He'll go ahead and make all of your dreams come true. And He'll give you your best life now. Frankly, I don't want my best life now. I'd rather have that in heaven. Amen. What He's saying here is when you delight yourself in the Lord, He will put desires in your heart. He will put right desires in your heart, good desires in your heart. You will desire what He desires because you will become more like Him because you have put Him first. He has won your heart. You delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And then you dedicate yourself to Him. You commit yourself to the Lord. Trust also in Him. And what happens? He brings those desires to pass. Amen. He is the one who fills them. He puts right desires there. And then He brings those desires to pass. Amen. It comes with trusting in the Lord. We're all people in process. In order to make right decisions, the product, the process has to be right. Gave you the process. In your attitudes, don't fret. In your actions, be faithful. In your affections, be focused on God. And if you'll keep those three things together all of the time in your heart, in your mind, your decisions will be right and your year and your life will count for eternity. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for all that You've done. Thank You so much for this opportunity to spend in Your Word. Lord, I pray that You would now apply it to our lives. Lord, You've shown us how we're to make these decisions. We just have to make sure the process is right in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, so that these decisions will be right. Lord, I pray you'd guide and direct every decision that is made. Those who are saved, help us, Lord, to desire what you desire. Help us to understand we're to love you first and foremost in everything. Lord, I pray for those who are not saved, that you'd show them they need Christ. They need their sins forgiven. That only comes through Jesus Christ. Lord, work in every heart right now. In Jesus' name, amen. With every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, has the Holy Spirit taken the Word of God and applied it to your life? Is there a decision that he wants you to make this morning? You say, Pastor, I am saved. I have trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt, I'm going to heaven. I'm saved and I know it. Put your hand up as a testimony to that fact. You're saved, you know it. Amen. God bless you. That's great. You can put your hands down. Amen. 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 Christian, you are the sum total of your decisions. What do you want to be? Where do you want to end up? Where do you want to go? You got to make right decisions. Your attitudes, your actions, your affections, the process needs to be right. And if the process is right, the product is guaranteed. You say, Pastor, God spoke in my heart. I want to make sure that process of decision-making is right in my life. Pastor, pray for me. God spoke to me today. Anyone like that? Put your hand up, put it back down. Pastor, pray for me. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Pastor, pray for me. Just put your hand up, put it back down. Maybe you're here, you say, Pastor, amen, God bless you. Maybe you're here, Pastor, I don't know that I'm saved. I don't know I'm going to heaven. I don't know that my sins have been forgiven. I don't know. I'm not sure. Pastor, pray for me. Anyone like that? Put your hand up, put it back down. Pastor, I don't know. I'm not sure. Pray for me. We love you here. We want to pray for you. We want you to come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Oh, how he loves you. Our Father, thank you for our salvation in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for your love toward us. Lord, you loved us while we were yet sinners, nothing good in us. And yet you loved and you sacrificed for us. I pray that we would understand fully and clearly that we cannot begin to sacrifice for you. We can trust you implicitly. And Lord, I pray that we would do just that. Help us to understand how important our decisions are. And I pray that we'd make sure the process is right, that you might work in all things. Bless now and all the decisions that are made. In Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Let's all stand, grab a hymn book right in front of you, turn to page 390, 390. If God has spoken to your heart, if there's a decision that he wants you to make, now is the time to do it. Now is the time to say, yes, Lord, I will obey. Yes, Lord, I will follow your word. Or yes, Lord, I'll trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. What does he want you to do? You do that today. If you need to speak to me, I'll be waiting for you right down front. But on this very first verse of the invitation, we invite you, come, make a decision for Christ's sake.